So the thought, which is the controller, tries to control thought, thus explaining why Jai Krishnamurti said the controller is the control. You see, especially if you have been cultivating for quite a while, then like a lot of those thought-based cultivator, they will believe that they already achieve or realize certain stage of enlightenment. Then what happens is the thought will tell them, hey, you already transformed. So now you have to really maintain your cultivation. Then later on, maybe you can teach, you can share. Then one day, without his, I should say, without his expectation, suddenly he realized something can still trigger him off and make him angry, you know. Then he realized he still have anger, you know. That is when things go wrong and become very, very wrong. And the thought will tell you, hey, you're not supposed to get angry, you know. But you are supposed to be enlightened, you know. Maybe second stage of sainthood or Sakadagami, because at least sensual desire, you feel attenuated. So he will try to suppress his anger. No? So every time he want to get angry, he will suppress it. No? He don't want to get angry. So what is he doing? He using the thought to suppress the emotion, which is another thought. Understand? So who is the controller? The thought is the controller. The thought wants to control the emotion. He doesn't want to get angry. So he suppressed. Suppress means what? Yan, don't want to get angry. But how long can you suppress? Well, you will bottle out and you will erupt one day. Cannot. Because you are lying to yourself. You are deceiving. So when you don't understand that the controller is the control, you will become miserable. When you suppress, you are very unhappy. You are very unnatural. People can know you are suppressing your emotion. You are not happy. So no amount of suppression or control can help you. So you must always understand the free mind with wisdom, free and liberate. The free mind with wisdom, no need to control, understand? That wisdom understand that anger was never him. Anger is dependent originating, condition arising through wrong view, through wrong thought. Otherwise, it would not be there. That's why only wisdom free. So through that wisdom, it is a free mind. No need to do anything. It just accept the reality of the moment. Thing is just the way it is. Condition like that, things be like that. The world is the world. Then they are always at peace. They don't have to suppress. They don't have to control. Then they don't have to act out of it. They don't have to suppress anything. That is what wisdom is all about. That's what Dhamma is all about. So the wisdom born of Dhamma understanding is completely different from knowledge. Knowledge can never free you. Knowledge is from the logical mind, mundane mind, thinking mind that has a lot of views, opinion, and idea. The word is idea. He give you a lot of idea. Hey, you act like that lah. You do like that lah. Otherwise, you get into trouble. So they think by thinking, he can free their mind. Cannot. Thinking can help you solve worldly problem, mundane problem. Yes, I do not doubt that. But most of the time, that solution is not not a permanent solution, not a permanent fix. It's a temporary fix. And most of them who use thought to solve problem one, sometimes get themselves entangled because they use the wrong thought. And most of the time before you are enlightened, you always use the wrong thought. Because your thoughts are full of egoic selfishness. You have a lot of self intent within. for you or not for you, beneficial to you or your company or whatever. That's like all this is the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. So when you use thought without the wisdom and the awakening, thought is most of the time with the egoic mind, the three evil roots. That's why solution born of the thought process is not a permanent solution. It's not a permanent fix. It's most of the time temporary fix. And most of this temporary fix got its repercussion unless you have the Dhamma. You have to resolve things amicably. And then you stand a good chance of not having repercussion. Amicable solution is fair to both sides. That's why you don't try to cheat, deceive, or take advantage. That is the egoic mind's activity. Okay?